nice to be back and able to see our brethren here. And I would say that I enjoy the weather. I enjoy the raining weather. So cool, so nice. And when I cycle out, wow, very few people. And I enjoy very much. And also, thank God for enable me to be able to serve Him again, especially in this church. I'd like to speak on the topic of the Good Shepherd. And this is a continuation of the study of the Gospel of John. We all know that last time in chapter, I preached about the Gospel of John, John chapter 9. It talks about a blind man who was born blind. And the disciple asked the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the one who really committed sin, the mother or what? And then the Lord Jesus Christ said, did not really want to answer this kind of questions. And then he asked the blind man, he put the mud, saliva on the mud, and from there formed something, and then put on the eye of the blind man and asked him to go and wash. And thereafter, he was healed through his faith and obedience. And when he returned home, the people questioned him, and many of them surprised to see him. Is this the man that we know, that he was born blind, and how could he see? So they were all confused, do not know, and they asked the parents. The parents say, yeah, this is my son, but how he was able to see? The parents couldn't answer. So they brought him to see the Pharisees and the Jewish leader. And the Jewish leader wanted him to tell them who was really the healer. Actually, they know who was the one. But because they want to kill Jesus, they want someone to be a witness. And the man did not give them the answer. And you know what happened? They excommunicate him. Means he cut him off from fellowship with the other Jews, with the synagogue, with the temple. So this man is being excommunicated from the society of the Jewish society. And when Jesus heard that, Jesus came and consoled him and explained more to him, and he believed, became the follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this is the last time that I preach. Today I'm preaching on Gospel of John chapter 10. John chapter 10 focuses on the imaginary of sheep, of sheepfold, and of shepherds. So all have to do with the sheep, shepherd, sheepfold. These symbols that Jesus used help us to understand who he is and what he wants us to do and what he wants to do for us. The first 11 verses of John chapter 10 are a continuation of Jesus' remark about the Pharisees, those who excommunicated the blind man. You see, the connection between the two chapters center on the blind man. And having become a believer in Christ, he was subsequently expelled from the synagogue, or expelled from Judaism. Judaism means the Jewish religion. It was a continuation from the Old Testament religion, the Jewish religion in the Old Testament, and then in the New Testament, they call Judaism. So the Old Testament religion and the time of Christ, the region are the same. So this is very important to understand this chapter, or else you interpret this chapter wrongly. Many of them did that. And so he becomes a pattern for all believers who would come out of Judaism to follow Jesus as sheep following their shepherd. Now, it is very easy and instructive to understand the figure of speech used by the Lord Jesus Christ in this story, in John chapter 10. The good shepherd, who is the good shepherd? The good shepherd in John chapter 10 is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The sheep, who are the sheep? The sheep were the Jewish believers. Remember, Judaism, Jewish believer. The sheepfold. Many people make mistake in this area. The sheepfold here is Judaism. It's not heaven. It's Judaism. Because Jesus was talking about the Pharisees, so it's a Judaism. The other sheep are Gentiles believer. That's in verse 16, who later on became believers in Christ. The gatekeeper or the porter in verse 3 is God the Father. And the stranger is the false Messiah, verse 5. The wolf is some kind of destructive pretender to destroy God's people. What is the gate into the sheepfold? You go to the sheepfold, you must enter into the gate. It would seem that the gate is the Messiahship, and that is the office of the Messiah. And we know that the word Christ means the anointed one. It means the Messiah. He was the only one approved by God, anointed by God into the office of the Messiah. That's why we call it Jesus Christ. The word Christ is referring to the Messiah. Now, since he was the Messiah, God the Father opened the gate to him, giving him the right of access into the sheepfold of Judaism. Anyone who tried to enter that fold by some other means would not be permitted, for no one else was qualified to be the Christ or the Messiah. So only Christ could enter into the sheep gate of Judaism to do something about the religion. The gate is explained in John chapter 10, verse 7 and 9, and the shepherd is in chapter 10, verse 11 to 18. And then finally, it should be noted that the entire passage of John chapter 10 is set against the background of Ezekiel 34. Wherein the false shepherd is removed and the true shepherd is predicted to come and provide God's people with genuine care and leadership. All right? This is the prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 34, saying that all those false prophets, those who are appointed to be the leaders, but they are not doing the job, God will remove them and Christ will take over the leadership. Well, this is in the prediction here. The people of God have been waiting for the coming of their Messiah, who would be their true shepherd. And this is found in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 to 11. Now, this is an important point. Judaism, the Old Testament Jewish religion in the past, was tended by God's prophets, and the last of which was, who was the last prophet? John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the last one. All right. The prophecy of Isaiah 40 and Ezekiel